Can I ask you an uncomfortable question? To what extent are you driven by recognition? To what extent do you long for others to think well of you, to speak well of you, even to admire you? Well, hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We live in a world that worships celebrities, a world where some young kid becomes an Instagram influencer, amassing hundreds of thousands, even millions of followers. It's crazy. And then we get to imagining that we too should be recognized, known, admired. Otherwise, we simply haven't made it in life. Being a recognition junkie is an ugly thing because it means that you're being driven by pride, and God always, as we know, opposes the proud. And yet, as I think about it, the people I admire most aren't like that. My first pastor, Phil, spent a lifetime helping needy people. A good friend of mine, Dave, in Kansas City, dedicated his life to reaching people across the world with the love of Jesus Christ. But you'll probably never know what either of them even looks like. It's as though these people of substance, these people of impact, fly under the radar without most of us ever noticing. Jesus was like that. He didn't go and get his theological credentials stamped by the religious leaders of his day. Instead, he hung around with the flotsam and jetsam of society. You know, my hunch is that the sooner we figure out that it's okay to fly under the radar, the sooner we'll all have some peace about who we are and what God's called us to do. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Be careful. When you do something good, don't do it in front of others so that they'll see you. If you do that, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Don't be a recognition junkie. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Over this past year, millions of people have heard about Jesus through the Ministry of Christianity Works, which produces these fresh devotions. And we've recently compiled some of the most popular messages, the most responded to messages, into a free life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2020. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.